Welcome to Health Cetera Radio. This is pediatric nurse practitioner Christy Westfall, and today we're talking nursing science at the Western Institute of Nursing Science Conference. As we're at Disneyland, I'm going to offer you my own once upon a time. Once upon a time, I announced to my family that I wanted to become a nurse. When I shared this tidbit with my then very young cousin Kevin, he came up with a fantastic commentary about what my life might look like as a nurse. He predicted that I would be helping kids feel better. He also might have mentioned that as a nurse, I'd be helping the physicians, especially, well, when the surgeons operate. They need nurses to help them. They need to make sure they have stuff to eat, and they get really nervous, and they sweat. And so it's the nurse's job to make sure that the surgeons can see, because if they get sweat in their eyes, they're not going to do well with the operation. So I laughed for a very, very, very long time. And after I recovered from that fit of giggles from my cousin's 5-year-old perception of what the role of nursing entailed, I took a few minutes to really think about it. I know nurses care. I know nurses care, and they help everyone throughout every discipline throughout healthcare. But I also pondered about what else was there. Is nursing a profession? Is it a discipline? Is it a state of being? Is it a science? I would argue all of the above, and I'm pleased to welcome Dr. Marie Lobo to help me further explore on what exactly this great secret is within the role of nursing, this fantastic secret, not so secret, as we're going to further discuss, the role of the nurse scientist. Dr. Lobo has a Bachelor of Science degree in nursing from Ohio State University and obtained both her master's and her PhD in nursing science from the University of Washington. She has over 30 years of experience in educating nurses at the doctoral level and in conducting research. Dr. Lobo is also president of the Western Institute of Nursing Science. Dr. Lobo, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Christy. I'm very glad to be here, and I'm excited that you're going to let us talk a little bit about the Western Institute of Nursing, or WIN, as we call it.
So tell us what WIN is.
WIN is the Science Society for the 13 Western states. We meet yearly to share knowledge, new knowledge, about education, practice, and research. We have over 130 presentations today and over 500 posters. So we have a lot of new knowledge to share with nurses who are out there either teaching young nurses, taking care of patients, or doing their own research.
I love asking this question of people, this question of people who have been in nursing for so many years. So 30 years. How did you find nursing? How did nursing find you? And how did the scientist inside of you as a nurse come out?
Well, that's a really interesting question. So nursing found me when I worked as a nursing assistant when I was in college one summer, and I got the opportunity to work on a pediatric unit. And I'm a pediatric clinical specialist, so my focus through my entire career has been on children and their families. And as a young nurse, I worked in a camp for children who had diabetes, and those kids, we would work with them for a week at camp, and then we would send them home, and they would come back next year, and they had some of them really had a lot of issues that had kind of slipped back. Others grew, and you could see that their family had incorporated what they had learned the year before. So that started intriguing questions for me, but what impact the family has on the child's health. The other piece that started me on a science career was my work in a pediatric intensive care unit. We had very restrictive visiting policies back then, 10 minutes every hour. And that seemed cruel to me, because I'm thinking, if I was the parent, I wouldn't want to only visit 10 minutes an hour. And I found parents wouldn't go to dinner because they'd be afraid they would miss their visiting time. And so I happened to work evenings, so I had the ability to let parents in for longer periods of time, because none of the powers that be that would enforce the rules were there. And I realized how important the family is to a child's well-being. And so I realized we didn't have a lot of information in nursing literature at that time about how important families were. It was kind of intuitive to me that we needed to be able to have families spend more time with the kids. So that's what triggered my first study was about visiting practices in pediatric intensive care units.
Sounds like it all started with a question.
It all starts with a question.
So nurses and science, are nurses scientists?
Yes, we are. Because how do we make changes in our practice if we don't understand what we need to know to make those changes? So, for example, understanding how important families are to kids made us change visiting practices. And we first did that in pediatric units, period. Now we are much more open in pediatric intensive care units. We used to think it was terrible if a family saw a child getting a procedure done. Now we know that the parents now understand what's happening to their child, and the child has the support of the parent. So that parents do better knowing that we as providers are doing something. Even when it doesn't always happen that you have a happy ending, they at least know you tried.
We're at Disneyland. There's always a happy ending. So, I mean, nursing science definitely seems to have implications for more than just nursing. It seems to be much bigger than nursing itself. How do you see nursing science contributing to the overall theme of healthcare?
Well, for one thing, nursing science is informing policy, and that helps us in implementation of, like, the Affordable Care Act, making changes in practice in terms of how often certain procedures or certain exams are recommended, and how we can perhaps live healthier lives. We just had a keynote speaker here talk about how technology can be used to help elderly live better at home and live safer at home. So these are questions nurses have that don't have to do necessarily with cure, but have to do with a person's well-being and how they can function at their maximum level.
Thank you so much for sharing all this fantastic information about nursing science with our listeners. This is amazing. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to meet you. If anybody wanted to go about joining WIN, how would they find that information?
Well, if they would look up the Western Institute of Nursing, Google Western Institute of Nursing, you'll find our website, and you can go about doing that. WIN members get reduced registration fees at the conference. They get a subscription to Nursing Research, which is nursing's premier science magazine. And they get a lot of opportunity to dialogue with colleagues. WIN's known for its very collegial atmosphere, and as you're here, I know it's your first conference, you'll see a lot of very senior faculty sitting around talking with students who aren't necessarily students from their school, but a student who may be interested in something that they particularly study. So we also do a lot of work to bring clinicians into the science of nursing so that they begin to understand the evidence behind what it is that they're doing in their practice. Our goal is to provide the best nursing care we can for the people who live in the West, and we know we expand beyond the West.
Sorry, East Coasters, but the West might be part of the best. Thank you so much, Dr. Lobo. I appreciate your time.